Jesus within will fill every longing. He the utmost my heart can aspire. He is a friend mid sunshine and shadow. Yes, he is all our hearts can desire. Tell the love of Jesus everywhere you go. Sing the love of Jesus, let the tidings roll. Swell the heavenly chorus, let the people know that his great salvation satisfies the soul.
Good morning, friends. Listen to this good promise. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. This is what I call a real promise. We're living in a time when our needs are so many. We need food, which is high in cost. We need clothing, which isn't cheap anymore. And we need a place of shelter from the elements of the weather. None of these things are cheap. But that doesn't matter at all with God. There is no limitation with God. If we need them, God is able to give them to us, even if it takes a miracle. Now consider the promise, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I like that. My Father is rich in houses and lands. He holdeth the wealth of the world in his hand. But this need for food, shelter, and clothing only takes care of the outward man. We have far greater needs than this. We need redemption for the soul, grace for our spirits, and comfort and joy all along this pilgrim pathway from earth to glory. We need peace, and thank God we've found it in Christ. Our righteousness is in him. Listen again. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Ephesians 3:20-21. That, dear ones, is the eternal word of God. I am staking my happiness in this world and the hope of the world to come on that promise, as well as the many others in the word. But let us look at a few more of these good things. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. When it shall hail, coming down on the forest, and the city shall be low in a low place. Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters, that send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass. Isaiah 32:17-20. So this matter of serving the Lord is not a state of confusion, but of peace and quietness with a firm assurance. Don't you see how you can rest in these promises? They are firm. The water we have to drink and the air to breathe comes down from above, from the Father of lights, who created and loves us all. Listen to this prophecy which was fulfilled in Christ. Behold, the Lord will come. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and shewed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. Isaiah 40:10-17. Then this gospel prophet Isaiah goes on to point out the difference between the true God and idolatrous worship. Listen, to whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. Dear ones, if you are looking for something eternal, you need God, the Creator of the earth and the inhabitants thereof. He wants to be your friend and Savior through his Son, Jesus Christ. Consider these miracles. 1. God closed the mouths of the lions when Daniel was cast before them. Because of this, Daniel felt no harm or hurt. 2. He controlled the fire for the Hebrew children when they were cast into the furnace because they chose to serve the true God only and not bow down before the golden image of man. 3. The water was pushed back in heaps for God's children to cross on dry land. 4. He caused the wind to obey him, and there was a great calm instead of the storm which raged so violently on the sea. 5. He fed the multitudes with the loaves and fishes, and they were filled, and food was left over to be gathered up that none should be wasted. 6. He made water to run out of a rock. Then God's children drank and were satisfied. 7. He kept them meal and oil from wasting. Therefore the widow, her son, and the prophet lived for many days while the land was suffering from a great drought. 8. He raised Lazarus from the tomb after he had been dead for 4 days. 9. Also, Jesus, the Son of God, was raised from the dead, and he gives deliverance from sin to all mankind who will believe. Finally, I would like you to hear this declaration and bold assertion from the Scriptures, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. Let us pray. Our Father, we do come unto thee just now. We come with our burdens and needs. No doubt there are those who listen to this broadcast who have great burdens on their hearts because of their sins, which weigh them down. We ask for them deliverance and victory. Remove guilt, and in its place, give peace and pardon, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, friends, for a few moments of your time. We hope you will listen again next week at the same time. In the meantime, if we may be of some spiritual help to you, be sure to let us know. You may write us by addressing your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And now this poem, Religion in Action. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than merely tell the way. The eyes are better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but examples always clear. The best of all the preachers are the men who live their creeds, for to see the good in action is what everybody needs. I, too, can do it if you let me see it done. I can see your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. The lectures you deliver may be very wise and true, But I'd rather see my lessons by observing what you do. I may not understand the good advice you sometimes give, but there's no misunderstanding the religion that you live. Now, this song by the Loftus Sisters, Nellie Henderson, Lenore Bennings, and Barbara Walters.
Do you stand alone in this world so cold? Do you stand alone with no hand to hold? God is calling you. Please don't refuse, 'cause if you stand alone, you stand to lose. Do you stand alone in the time of storm? Do you stand alone? You need the Lord stronger. God can see you through.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you, and a very cheerful goodbye.